ways of coping with extremes on both ends of the spectrum are different than if you were just perennially getting drier or wetter. If you have both to deal with, it's definitely more complicated.
So, Daniel Swain, what do you expect California's weather to look like in the future? And is it a harbinger for the rest of the country?
Well, California certainly has a climate that is distinct from the rest of the United States. It has what's known as a Mediterranean climate, which, as you might expect, is similar to the climate of the Mediterranean itself and other similar zones around the world. So what's happening there is a little bit different than what we might expect to see elsewhere. But I think there are some generalities that we can reasonably assume, which is that, of course, it's getting warmer. Temperatures themselves are rising. We're seeing on average, freezing levels during winter that are creeping up the mountainsides, although this winter has brought a fairly exceptional snowpack. So we've seen an extreme snowfall event this winter. So things are getting warmer there, and we're seeing both more extreme precipitation events on the one hand, which is essentially happening everywhere, but also more severe droughts on the other hand. And that's not necessarily happening everywhere, but it is happening in many places. And so I think the things that people are surprised are happening in California, the increase in extreme precipitation events, that's something that's perhaps less surprising in other places because we've seen even larger increases. So we think about the eastern half of the United States, for example, and the increases in extreme rainfall events and flood and flash flood events over the past few decades has been considerably more dramatic. So even though California is a place more recently accustomed to drought and water scarcity and wildfire, all of which are also increasing in California in a warming climate, don't get me wrong, it's a place that also needs to be dealing with the opposite extreme, that of extreme precipitation and the potential for an increase in the risk of severe flooding. And in fact, our own work published in summer of 2022 suggests that climate change has already doubled the risk of a widespread severe flood event in California. And I think that comes much as a surprise to folks who are more accustomed to dealing with the opposite problem in recent years.
And finally, Daniel, if you could talk about what you're anticipating just in the next days in California.
So in the short term, we are expecting that at least for the next 5 to 7 days, this very active and rainy pattern will continue. So there will likely be some amount of further flooding. With another strong storm due in on Saturday. There is some relief on the horizon about 8 or 9 days out. It looks like the pattern will relent and things will dry out, and that'll give California a much needed chance to for rivers to recede and for folks in the mountains to dig out of snowbanks. But there may yet be some additional flooding and some additional landslides and things like that over the next week. So it may get a little worse before it gets better. But there hopefully is an end in sight.
Daniel Swain, we want to thank you so much for being with us, climate scientist at UCLA, author of Weather West, the California Weather Blog. He's also a research fellow at NCAR, that's the National Center for Atmospheric Research, where he is right now in Boulder, Colorado. In fact, NCAR is a renowned climate research center that was almost burned to the ground by a climate-fueled wildfire. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Maria Taracena, Tammy Warrenoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamarie A. Studio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Masood, Mary Conlin. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, and Dennis McCormick. To see other climate stories that Democracy Now! Has focused on in our coverage of the UN Climate Summit recently in Egypt, go to democracynow.org. Tomorrow, we will look at the new film Argentina 1985. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode 2301 of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or The Roots Program, on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WTC and WTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. I am Mando Richard, and we've got a great show lined up for you, one that I know you will enjoy. We'll start off with a couple of songs on the liquored up side of the family. We'll end up on the gospel side of the family, like we always do. In between, we've got lots of great music, including some that our friend Woody Snyder will suggest that we play. Let's get things going, shall we? Going back to 2019, here's Marion Halliday singing about bourbon and men. Thanks for tuning in.
Bourbon like I like my men, strong and not too neat, the rocks thrown in. I like the things that make me burn and sweat, hard living with no regrets. Oh my aching head, why's that bottle in my bed? I like the things that aren't good for me. I like you and Kentucky whiskey. I like wild storms when the wind shakes my house, the thrill of wondering, could this work out? My thoughts to hold me tight. I like you better when you went away. Why I hurt still can hardly say. Oh, my aching head, why's that bottle in my bed? I like things that aren't good for me. I like you in Kentucky whiskey.
She's off misbehaving with him, not with me. A pessimistic tomorrow is all that I see. Well, I can live with my version of the world going past. Well, the hard times we've had don't look so bad through the bottom of the glass. So turn up the jukebox, dim down the lights. I don't need no vision, 2020 tonight. So I won't see her, even if they walk past. through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer,
through the bottom of the glass.
Well, the grapevine done told me what they see and hear. They must like to watch me get tears in my beer. Well, I found a new someone. You may say she's trash. Well, she ain't much to see, but she looks good to me. The bottom of the glass.
So turn up the jukebox, bend down the lights. I don't need no vision, 2020 tonight.
So I won't see her, even if they walk past. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer,
through the bottom of the glass.
Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer,
through the bottom of the glass.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Stay tuned for more music on Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
Come home late and you come home early. You come home big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. So what in the world's come over you? Oh, what in heaven's name have you done? You're broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Like I had a heart that burns with a fever. And I got a worried and a jealous man. Well, how can a love it'll last forever? Get left so far behind. What in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Out there running just to be on the run. It's a mad and mean and a dreadful sorrow. It's crossed the evil land today. Well, how can you ask about tomorrow? When we ain't got one word to say. So what in the world's come over? What in heaven?
heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
At night, his spirit is singing through the cactus trees and the shrub. An old song of fever and passion of a cowhand crippled by love. A song alive with a sorcerer's touch, handed down from the past. And there's only one man who could sing it, cowboy that we call the Baz. He'd say, lay me down by the river, boys, facing the hot desert sun, where the wind will scatter my spirit after the coyotes are done. He'd a gap between his teeth that would whistle when he sang or he snored or he chewed. He was skilled at braiding riatas or cooking his wild shepherd's stew. With a goatskin full of his burgundy wine, he was armed for the trail or the task. And if a matter called for endurance, we knew we could count on the Baz. He'd say, lay me down by the river, boys, facing the hot desert sun, where the wind will scatter my spirit after the coyotes are done. But the wine began to take over, and a bitterness poisoned his tongue. He'd curse in his sleep at some woman and all of the damage she done. With pity we watched his derangement as he conjured these ghosts from his past. But none of our words could console him. We feared we were losing the Baz. One night he went out on the desert, and he sang and he moaned all night long. We found his remains 3 days later, after the coyotes were done. In the sand he had written in Spanish a poem to a Tonopah whore, who'd taken his love and his money and crippled him deep to his core. So we laid him down by the river, facing the hot desert sun, where the wind will scatter his spirit now that the coyotes are done. He'd say, lay me down by the river, boys, facing the hot desert sun, where the wind will scatter my spirit after the coyotes are done.
You listen to Hank Bradley, Sandy Rothman, and Doc Watson play the Cherokee Shuffle, recorded back in the 1960s at the Berkeley Folk Festival out in California. Let me tell you about our opening set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots program. back at the beginning of the show, Marion Halliday got us started with Bourbon and Men from her 2019 release Rings Around Saturn. And then the seldom seen gave us Bottom of the Glass from their 1974 Rebel LP, Old Train. Then after the PSA, we heard John Prine doing Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. That was from his 1986 LP, German Afternoons, that he recorded with the Newgrass Revival. And since the show originates in Pittsburgh, we close down the set with something from a Pittsburgh artist, Southwind, Kurt Cooper and his wife Annie Trimble doing The Basque. And that's from Southwind's Going to the West, Cowboys and Immigrants, a release they put out in 2004. Well, it's about time to check in with Woody Snyder. Well, Woody Snyder, welcome to 2023.
Well, man, Richard, it's nice to be here in 2023. We have a chance to start a whole new... Well, I don't know how long we can do this again, but we'll just keep doing this music as many years as we can.
And back when you were a kid, did you ever think you'd live till 2023? I never did.
No, I never thought of that way. You know, you just go day for day. At my age, you just go for day for day, week for week, and just enjoy life as it comes down the pike.
Yeah, well, as we're wrapping up the holiday season here, I mean, Santa and his orthopedic elves brought me a new hip. I hope Santa was good to you as well.
Yes, Santa's been very fine to me, and my wife Patty. You know Patty, so yes. She's been good to us.
Well, you've got one song you want to start your little set of music off, which is one of your and my favorite spirituals from the Bluegrass Cardinals.
Yeah, the Bluegrass Cardinals have been always one of my favorite bands. Of course, Dan and David Parley are great singers, songwriters. Well, who was it? Barry Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the right one who wrote the song?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, back here in 1980, I've always enjoyed having the Bluegrass Cardinals album to listen to. And the song... Carpenter of Wood. It's a beautiful song, and it's a good time to play it around Christmas time, I thought.
Up on the floor of a humble carpenter shop, a boy grew among the wood chips and tools, learning his father's trade to build. Working each day by the road. It's not a carpenter made of wood. It's not a sailor made of water. It's the best you've done, always the best you could. Is not a son made of his father. Along the shore this boy ran till he walked a man, and he talked to the sailors by the sea. This man calmed the water with a wave of his hand, and he walked to the sailors upon the sea. It's not a carpenter made of wood. It's not a sailor made of water. It's the best you've done, always the best you could. Is not a son made of his father. This man suffered pain and ridicule for using his power. But he continued no matter the cost. Forsaken by the people, he begged forgiveness in full. And he cried to his Father from the cross. It's not a carpenter made of wood. It's not a sailor made of water. It's the best you've done, always the best you could. It's not a son made of his father. It's not a carpenter made of wood. It's not a sailor made of water. It's the best I've done, always the best I could. Would you forgive me, please, my Father?
Tabletop, the snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon the page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you were lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim, the shades of night are lifting, the morning light steals across my window pane, where webs of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love and to be once again with you. To be once again with you.
say unto me, now where have you been all my lifetime? Well, I have been sailing the seven sad seas, fair ones have thrown me their lifeline, but I just pulled them in to the water's dark grin. I'd have warned them, but I didn't know.
These are tears from a long time ago.
Oh,
I got these tears from a long time ago.
I've cried me a lake. I've cried till the past nearly drowned me. Tears for sad consequence, tears for mistakes. Oh, but never about her, then walk the
floor till morning comes, in hopes she will return. That Appalachian mountain girl that haunts me from above, my heart will never beat the same without her mountain love. I can smell the flowers that had lined the road that led me to this hill. That Appalachian mountain girl that haunts me from above, my heart will never beat the same without her mountain love. From above, my heart will never beat the same without her mountain from above, my heart will never beat the same without her mountain
love. Before you get Woody Snyder on the line, let me just tell you that the musical bed you're listening to, while Woody and I will tell you about that last set of music, is from Scottish fiddler Linda Crawford, along with her husband Dan Pardue on the piano, doing a medley of tunes, I Will Not Go, Mom's Request, The Monster Reel, Donald McLeod's Reel, and The Pipe Slang. I hope you sure enjoy that. All right, let's get Woody back on the line. Well, hello, everybody, and we are in the middle of a set of music that Woody Snyder has picked out for us, and we've missed chatting with you, Woody, because it's been a few weeks. We took a few weeks off here, but we're going strong here in 2023, and you kicked off your set of music with the Bluegrass Cardinals doing one of your and my favorite spirituals, Carpenter of Wood. And then you picked out something from Gordon Lightfoot, and I went back and I dug out the original 1967 version of this song.
Well, it seemed like a good one to do. Song for a Winter's Night. Certainly, it's a beautiful love song, as it turns out. Gordon Lightfoot wrote the song. he writes a lot of songs, Gordon does. Gordon Lightfoot is a Canadian folk singer.
It's a great song, and I think he's recorded many different versions of it, but I really like this one from his 1967 LP, The Way I Feel, Gordon Lightfoot's song for Winter's Night.
Oh, you mentioned it. He did that album, but I also checked it out. Gordon has done, as far as I know, 19 albums.
Then you picked out one of your favorite female singers, and I'm going to let you pronounce her name and tell the folks what song you picked out.
The way I pronounce it is Kathy Chiavola, and the song, beautiful song, is 30 Years of Tears. It's a bluegrass song, and of course she has great vocals, but it's a sad song, I have to say. And I think it was written by John Hyatt somewhere around 1999.
Wow. And that was on her... Kathy Chiavola's 2000, came out in 2000, her album The Harvest. Then I know you've picked out this song before, and it's one that everybody likes. It's from Alan Jackson's The Bluegrass album, which came out in 2013, and the song you picked out was?
Appalachian Mountain Girl. And you're right, Alan Jackson is a great country singer. That's how he's really known, but he did put out a terrific bluegrass album. Got himself a great band put together. And put out an album here, I guess, in 2013, and just played bluegrass music. But the Appalachian Mountain Girl is just one of the cuts off of a terrific album.
Well, those four tracks are all wonderful. I'm so glad you shared them with the folks. And you've got one last thing from the bluegrass side of the family you want me to play for folks. It's from Rhonda Vincent.
Lonesome Wind Blues. Rhonda, as we know, is a great bluegrass player. He has a great bluegrass band. She still is really good, and she attends a lot of festivals. I think we've probably seen her a few times of late. And the song was written by Wayne Rainey. And Rhonda plays mandolin, and you know how we like mandolin players in the first place.
No, Mando Woody, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mando Woody and Mando Richard and Mando Rhonda. How about that? Mando Rhonda.
Well, she wears a few more sequins on stage than you or I ever did.
Well, she certainly does have a great band.
Well, Woody, those are all great. I'm just so glad to be back chatting with you again for another year here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots program. And I'm sure listeners will be thrilled to hear from you every week. Thank you so much for sharing these songs with us.
Really nice of you to say that. And it's now that we have a new season to play songs with, I have a good challenge to try to find some more great music to keep the road going here.
All right, Woody. Well, we'll talk to you next week. And here comes Rhonda Vincent with the Lonesome Wind Blues right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots program.
So I'll leave today to try. so blue.
That's fine.
Love so blue.
Coming to you from the swamps of Jersey, drinking whiskey before breakfast with Mando Richard. Drink up, y'all.
Soft and make it low, and my good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. And I'm tired and so dissatisfied, might take a southbound freight and ride. And if I get to Memphis, babe, and I got no place to go, won't you make me a pallet on your floor? Now and make me a pallet on your floor. Baby, make me a pallet on your floor. Yes, soft and low, and my good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. never turn a stranger from your door. Now you never turn a stranger from your door. Might be your best friend knocking, you would never know. He might be looking for a pallet on your floor. Babe, you never turn a stranger from your home. Now never turn a stranger from your home. You might be on the road someday and got no place to go. You might be looking for a pallet on the floor. Will you make me a pallet? Now and make me a pallet on the floor. Make it soft, baby, make it low. My good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. On come all you good time friends of mine. Yes, you come all you good time friends of mine. Where you hanging round me? Well, and I'm doing fine. But where were you when I only had a dime? Pallet on your floor. Yes, make it, babe, by the door. Make it soft and make it low. My good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor.
Jingle in my pocket and a song in my throat. Gonna hold my
How time flies when you're having fun. It's already almost time for our mid-show station break. What you're listening to right now are Norman Blake and Tony Rice doing a medley of Little Beggar Man, also known as Red-Haired Boy, and Gilderoy from their 1987 release, Blake and Rice. Now, what did you hear in that long set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots program? Back at the beginning of the set, Woody Snyder picked out something from Rhonda Vincent, The Lonesome Wind Blues. And that's from her 2000 record, Back Home Again. Then what did I pick out? Oh, I picked out something from a group they call themselves Lunch at Allen's. And they were nostalgic for the time when there were only six teams in the NHL. And that's from their Christmas record, Lunch at Allen's Christmas, Zuzu's Petals. Then you heard Tom Rush doing Pallet on Your Floor from his 1963 LP, Blues, Songs, and Ballads. And then we heard Amy Lou Harris and the Nash Ramblers doing If Only I Could Win Your Love from Ramble in Music City, The Lost Concert. It was recorded back in the 1980s. Then we heard from Bill and the Bells doing Swallowtail Coat, and that was recorded live at Music City Roots in 2016. Y'all stay tuned because we've got more great music coming your way right here after the station break. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much Whiskey Before Breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. We're going to start off the second half of the program with something from a holiday record that Terry McDade and the McDades put out in 2011 called Winter Rose. And it's called Saint Stephen. Hope you enjoy it.
Saint Stephen was riding and he traveled afar, once with us this Christmas night. From the rich Orient he saw a glowing star.
Watch with us and pray with us all.
The star brightly o'er the town of Bethlehem shone.
Watch with us this Christmas night.
Blaze o'er the house where he lay the Holy One.
Watch with us and pray with us all.
It went the king in his might.
Watch with us this Christmas night.
One greater than thou has been born this holy night.
Watch with us and pray with us.
And their truth